We got to slow down. Get in tune with that island time.
The 4th United Nations Global Road Safety Week 2017 is set from May 8 to 14 with the theme Save Lives, Slow Down. The week-long observance focuses on speed and what can be done to reduce the risk for road traffic crashes, deaths and injuries. More than 50% of road crashes in low- and middle-income countries are caused by speeding. In Jamaica last year, 379 persons were killed in traffic crashes, and so far this year, the figure stands at 110. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says some 4% of accident and emergency cases are linked to unintentional injuries, including those sustained in traffic accidents.
The cost can be quite high even if you deal with one case. UWI recently did an assessment of a case involving a motorcyclist not wearing a helmet that met in an accident. And they estimated that at the end of that procedure, that person would have absorbed some $16 million Jamaican dollars of cost, including things like CT scan, operating theater, blood transfusion, intensive care.
Minister Tufton points out that a high number of traffic crashes causes financial strain on not only the victims and their families, but also the health system. He says his ministry embraces policy and law enforcement activity that seeks to reduce road fatalities.
The point is that not only from a public policy perspective is it in our interest as a country to support or promote healthy living and healthy lifestyle, which includes not taking unnecessary risk as it relates to, you know, traversing on our roads. But frankly speaking, it is a burden on the budget of the country, on the taxpayers of the country.
While there are several factors that contribute to road accidents, adhering to some common road safety tips could mean the difference between life and death. Here are some general tips for pedestrians. Walk facing oncoming vehicles. Wear light-colored clothing at nights. Clearly indicate to motorists your desire to cross the road and walk in single file where there's no sidewalk or where the sidewalk is narrow. In bad weather, try to avoid going out, as it's much harder for vehicles to stop on wet surfaces and roads and pathways can quickly become flooded. Pedal cyclists, observe traffic lights and stop signs. Don't hold on to moving vehicles and ensure you are traveling in the right direction on a one-way street. Pedal cyclists and motorists should wear a helmet at all times. Parents, ensure your children know how to properly cross the road. The recommendation is to look left, then right, and left once again, and ensure it's safe before going across. Parents should practice this habit with children until they feel confident that the children will practice it on their own. Children and adults should avoid using cell phones, especially when crossing roads, as phones reduce a pedestrian's awareness of their surroundings. Parents must also educate children on the dangers of playing on busy roads. Teach your child to walk facing oncoming traffic, and when walking down one-way roads, teach them to be mindful of traffic coming from behind. Children should only walk on pavements or footpaths. If no pavements or footpaths are available, walk on the right-hand side of the road in order to see oncoming traffic. Jamaica will mark Global Road Safety Week 2017 with school visits, road safety interactions with motorists, media campaigns, among other activities. So motorists, slow down.
We got to slow down. Get in tune with that island time. Yeah, we got to slow down.
Yo, when you hear what going with Mikey the other day?
Yeah, man, yo, that youth that is bound for crashing on you. Him drive too hard upon the road, star.
Yo, you think of two of them you want the youth about the fast driving, and him still gonna kill off himself. Hey, enough of them drive like a demo end up on the road, you know. Yo, I'm a profit late for me, I go down for door reach, you know. Arrive alive, myself.
Kill your speed before it kills you.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.